Ever wonder how people make money just by recommending stuff on Amazon?
Yeah, like is it just about posting a bunch of links or?
Well, that's what we're diving deep into today.
Oh, cool.
Amazon's affiliate program.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of them.
We've got some great research, lined up a blog post all about the ins and outs, and trust me, there are some rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some surprising ones you need to know.
Interesting.
So let's jump right in.
That's good.
So right off the bat, our source material dives into this idea of doing Amazon affiliate marketing the right way.
Okay.
But honestly, it's a bit more complicated than I thought.
I bet.
Before we get into all the details,
Yeah.
what exactly is an Amazon affiliate? Like, what are we even talking about here?
Okay, so basically, it's someone who partners with Amazon to promote their products.
So you sign up and then you get like a special link or something.
Right, exactly. You get a special tracking link.
Okay.
And anytime someone buys something through your link, you get a small percentage of sale, a commission.
So it's not just about like slapping links everywhere. There's
No.
got to be some strategy involved, right? Like, how
Absolutely.
do you actually make money doing this?
Well, the real key is understanding your audience
Okay.
and then recommending products that they'll actually want.
So it's more about being helpful than just like
Yeah.
shoving stuff in people's faces.
Think of it like being a helpful friend.
Oh, I like
Not a
that.
pushy salesperson.
Helpful friend versus
Yeah.
pushy salesperson.
Right.
Okay, so you've got your audience. You've got some products to recommend. But then there's this whole thing about disclosure.
Yes.
Like, why is Amazon so strict about how affiliates talk about their relationship with the company?
You know, it's interesting because this isn't just Amazon being picky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's tied to actual legal regulations and maintaining customer
Oh,
trust.
so there are rules?
There are,
Like actual legal stuff?
yeah, they want to be absolutely sure that people know when a recommendation is leading to someone earning money.
Okay, so it's about being upfront with your audience.
Exactly. No one likes to feel tricked.
Right.
And Amazon's very aware of that.
So they lay out exactly how you have to talk about it.
Yeah, they actually give you the exact wording to use.
Oh, wow.
The classic line is, "As an Amazon associate, I earn from qualifying purchases."
It's like a magic spell.
Kinda.
You have to say it just right.
You do.
Have you ever been tempted to just throw a link out there and hope for the best?
Oh, yeah, of
I
course.
feel like that's got to be a common mistake.
It is a very common mistake, and that's where things can get a little tricky.
So, like, what kind of mistakes are we talking about here?
Forgetting to disclose using vague language or burying that disclaimer in the fine print, like
Also,
at the very bottom of your website where no one's going to see it.
yeah.
These are all things that can get you in trouble with Amazon.
Okay, now I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
What are the consequences of messing this up? Is it
Well,
just a slap on the wrist?
it can be pretty serious, actually. We're not talking about a slap on the wrist here.
Okay.
Amazon takes compliance very seriously.
So they can like shut down your whole operation.
They have a range of actions that they can take from issuing warnings to suspending your account.
Oh, wow.
And in some cases, even permanently banning you from the program.
Yikes. Okay. That definitely raises the stakes.
It does.
So let's say you're creating content
Yeah.
and you're ready to add those affiliate links. It's not as simple as just dropping the link in, is it?
No, it's not.
Like, there's a real art to making these disclosures feel natural
Right.
and not like ruining the flow of your content.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Whether it's a blog post, a YouTube video, or even a quick social media update, you need to be strategic about where and how you disclose your affiliate relationship.
Okay, so let's paint a picture here.
Okay.
Let's say I'm a travel blogger
Okay.
and I've got this fantastic new suitcase I want to recommend.
All right.
It's stylish, durable. Fits everything but the kitchen sink.
It's nice.
Perfect for my adventurous readers.
Yeah.
How would I go about putting an affiliate link for this suitcase on my blog
Okay.
and making sure I'm playing by Amazon's rules?
Great example. So first off, you have to have that clear, concise disclaimer. In a
Sure.
blog post, it often makes sense to put it right at the top,
Okay.
maybe even before the headline. Something like, "Just a heads up, as an Amazon associate, I earn from qualifying purchases made through links in this post."
Got it. So transparency from the get-go.
Right away.
But I'm guessing I can't just stop there, right? I
No.
need to disclose like when I'm specifically talking about this amazing suitcase.
Exactly. You'll want to weave in those specific disclosures throughout the post as you naturally mention the product.
Okay.
So when you're describing all the awesome features of that suitcase, you could add a line like, "You can find this suitcase on Amazon affiliate link."
And then link that.
Yes, hyperlink those words to your specific product link.
Okay, so general disclaimer up top, specific disclosures sprinkled throughout.
Exactly.
What about on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Those posts are so short and snappy.
Right.
Where do you even fit a disclosure?
You'd be surprised how much impact a well-placed hashtag can have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hashtags can do that.
They can. Things like hashtag ad or hashtag commission cerned are your best friend when it comes to social media disclosures.
So just those little hashtags.
Yeah.
Do you really do the trick?
You'd be surprised. Studies show that consumers are becoming more savvy about recognizing these subtle forms of disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And for Amazon, it's all about showing that you're making an effort to be transparent.
Okay, so let's say I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
Showing off this suitcase, all packed and ready for my next adventure.
Right.
I've got my photo. I've got my witty caption about how this suitcase is my new travel buddy.
Mm-hmm.
How do I slip the disclosure in there?
It can be as simple as adding something like hashtag commission earned.
Oh, okay.
Right after your call to action.
Huh?
And you know that part where you encourage people to like check out the link in my bio?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it all comes back to balance.
Yeah.
Being transparent without being too disruptive.
Right.
Or ruining the vibe of your content.
Precisely. It's about finding that sweet spot where your audience feels informed without feeling bombarded by disclaimers.
Let's hope it never happens.
Yeah.
But what if, despite our best efforts, we mess up? What if we miss a disclosure or make a mistake?
Yeah.
What happens when you get that email from Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Telling you you violated their terms.
First of all, don't panic.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
The blog post we're looking at actually has some really helpful advice for handling these situations.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
So what's the first step?
Yeah.
Do you just hit reply and beg for forgiveness?
Hold your horses. The first step is to actually read that notification from Amazon.
Okay.
They'll usually tell you exactly which rule you've broken, and that can help you understand the severity of the situation.
So it's like getting called into the principal's office.
Exactly.
But at least they tell you what you did.
Right.
No more wondering if you're in trouble for chewing gum or starting a food fight in the cafeteria.
Exactly. Once you know what the issue is, it's all about damage control.
Okay.
The key is to act quickly and decisively.
So you go through all your content.
Yes. Find the problematic links or missing disclosures.
Yeah.
Fix them as soon as possible.
Okay. And then cross your fingers and hope they reinstate your account.
You don't have to leave it to chance.
Oh.
It's always a good idea to reply to that notification.
Okay.
Acknowledge the mistake and outline the steps you've taken to correct it.
So take responsibility.
Yes.
Show them you're serious about making things right.
Exactly.
That makes sense. This is a good reminder that while there's potential for profit, we have to treat this seriously. It's a real business.
It is.
Not just a hobby.
Absolutely. And speaking of treating it like a business,
there's
one tool that can really help you understand the ins and outs of your affiliate performance.
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon Associates Dashboard.
This is where things start to get really interesting.
Yes.
We've talked about the rules, the disclosures.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's talk about actually making money.
Okay.
Tell me everything.
All right.
So the Amazon Associates dashboard, it sounds a bit intimidating.
What?
Like something only a tech wizard could decipher.
Right.
But from what I've read, it's actually the key to understanding how your affiliate efforts are paying off.
It is.
Break it down for me.
Okay.
What's so special about this dashboard?
Think of it as your command center for all things affiliate marketing.
Okay.
It's where you go to track your progress, analyze your performance, and really start making strategic decisions to maximize your earnings.
So it's more than just seeing how much money you've made.
Way more. It's about understanding the why behind those numbers.
Okay.
Why are some products performing better than others?
Mm.
Why are certain links getting tons of clicks while others are being ignored?
So it gives you those insights.
That does.
But I'll be honest, looking at charts and graphs and data makes my head spin a little.
I understand.
Is it really user-friendly?
It's designed to be, you don't need a degree in data analytics to get valuable information from the dashboard.
Okay.
It presents everything in a clear, easy to understand way.
So let's dive into some of the key metrics.
Right.
What should we be looking at first?
One of the most basic but essential metrics is clicks.
Okay.
This tells you how many times people have clicked on your affiliate links.
Seems simple enough.
Right.
More clicks, more money.
Yeah.
That's the goal, right?
Well, not necessarily. You could have a ton of clicks, but very few actual sales.
Really?
That's where the conversion rate comes in.
Okay.
This tells you what percentage of those clicks are actually turning into purchases.
So that's how you know people are just window shopping.
Yeah.
Or actually pulling out their wallets.
Exactly.
What if you're getting a lot of clicks, but a low conversion rate.
Mm.
What does that tell you?
It could indicate a few things.
Like what?
Maybe the product isn't a good fit for your audience.
Okay.
The price is too high. The reviews are bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe your content isn't doing a good job of convincing people to buy.
So it's like a detective game.
It is.
Using the clues to figure out why people aren't converting.
Exactly. And once you've identified the problem, you can start experimenting with solutions.
Okay.
Maybe you need to tweak your product selection.
Yeah.
Adjust your pricing strategy or even revamp your content approach.
Okay. Clicks and conversion rates. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
What other gems are hiding in this treasure chest of data?
Another important metric is earnings per click, or EPC.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Yeah, this tells you, on average, how much money you're making for each click on your affiliate links.
Okay, so it's not just about volume.
No.
It's about finding the products that are the most profitable.
Exactly. You might have one product that's getting hundreds of clicks, but a low EPC, while another product is getting fewer clicks, but a much higher EPC.
Interesting.
The dashboard helps you see those patterns and make strategic decisions about what to promote.
This is starting to make so much sense. It's not just about throwing links out there and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about being strategic, understanding your audience, mm-hmm. and using the data to your advantage.
That's the key. And the more time you spend exploring the dashboard, the more comfortable you'll become with interpreting the data and using it to refine your approach.
So it's like a skill you develop over time.
It is.
The more you use it, the more you get out of it.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
Try different strategies. Track your results and see what works best for you and your audience.
I'm definitely feeling more confident about tackling this whole Amazon affiliate thing now.
Good.
We've covered so much ground today, from the importance of disclosure and understanding the rules
mm-hmm.
to using the dashboard to track your success.
Right.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap up?
You know, while strategies and tools are important,
yeah.
the most crucial ingredient in successful affiliate marketing is authenticity.
Hmm.
People can spot a fake a mile away. So promote products you genuinely believe in, products that align with your values and that you would recommend to your best friend.
That's a good point.
When you're authentic, your passion shines through.
Yeah.
And people are more likely to trust your recommendations.
It's not just about making a quick buck.
No.
It's about building genuine connections with your audience.
Exactly. And when you have that trust, everything else falls into place.
Well said. Thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive into the world of Amazon affiliate marketing.
Of course, it's been my pleasure.
It's been an eye-opening journey, and I'm feeling inspired to put what we've learned into action.
Great.
To all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Deep Dive.
Yes.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling ready to take your online ventures to the next level.
Awesome.
Until next time, keep learning and keep exploring.
Absolutely. Yeah, they have a range of actions they can take, from issuing warnings to suspending your account.
Oh, wow.
And in some cases, even permanently banning you from the program.
Yikes. Okay, that definitely raises the stakes.
It does.
So let's say you're creating content.
Yeah.
And you're ready to add those affiliate links.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as simple as just dropping the link in, is it?
No, it's not.
Like, there's a real art to making these disclosures feel natural.
You're right.
And not, like, ruining the flow of your content.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Oh, whether it's a blog post, a YouTube video, or even a quick social media update,
mm-hmm.
you need to be strategic about where and how you disclose your affiliate relationship.
Okay, so let's paint a picture here.
Okay.
Let's say I'm a travel blogger.
Okay.
And I've got this fantastic new suitcase I want to recommend.
All right.
It's stylish, durable, fits everything but the kitchen sink.
Nice.
Perfect for my adventurous readers.
Yeah.
How would I go about putting an affiliate link for this suitcase on my blog?
Okay.
I'm making sure I'm playing by Amazon's rules.
Great example. So first off, you have to have that clear, concise disclaimer.
Okay.
In a blog post, it often makes sense to put it right at the top.
Okay. Maybe even before the headline.
Okay.
Something like, just a heads up, as an Amazon associate, I earn from qualifying purchases made through links in this post.
Got it. So transparency from the get-go.
Right away.
But I'm guessing I can't just stop there, right?
Yeah.
I need to disclose, like, when I'm specifically talking about this amazing suitcase.
Exactly. You'll want to weave in those specific disclosures throughout the post as you naturally mention the product.
Yeah.
So when you're describing all the awesome features of that suitcase,
mm-hmm.
you could add a line like, you can find this suitcase on Amazon affiliate link.
And then link that.
Yes. Hyperlink those words to your specific product link.
Okay, some general disclaimer up top.
Mm-hmm.
Specific disclosures sprinkled throughout.
Exactly.
What about on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Those posts are so short and snappy.
Right.
Where you even fit a disclosure?
You'd be surprised how much impact a well-placed hashtag can have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hashtags can do that. They can. Things like hashtag or hashtag commission cerned are your best friend when it comes to social media disclosures.
So just those little hashtags.
Yeah.
Do they really do the trick?
You'd be surprised. Studies show that consumers are becoming more savvy about recognizing these subtle forms of disclosure.
Yeah.
And for Amazon, it's all about showing that you're making an effort to be transparent.
Okay, so let's say I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
Showing off this suitcase all packed and ready for my next adventure.
Right.
I've got my photo. I've got my witty caption about how this suitcase is my new travel buddy.
Mm-hmm.
How do I slip the disclosure in there?
It can be as simple as adding something like hashtag commission earned.
Oh, okay.
Right after your call to action. You know, that part where you encourage people to like check out the link in my bio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it all comes back to balance.
Yes.
Being transparent without being too disruptive.
Right.
Or ruining the vibe of your content.
Precisely. It's about finding that sweet spot where your audience feels informed without feeling bombarded by disclaimers.
Let's hope it never happens.
Yeah. But what if, despite our best efforts, we mess up?
Wow.
What if we miss a disclosure or make a mistake?
Yeah.
What happens when you get that email from Amazon telling you you've violated their terms?
First of all, don't panic.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
The blog post we're looking at actually has some really helpful advice for handling these situations.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
So what's the first step? Do you just hit reply and beg for forgiveness?
Hold your horses. Okay. The first step is to actually read that notification from Amazon.
Okay.
They'll usually tell you exactly which rule you've broken, and that can help you understand the severity of the situation.
So it's like getting called into the principal's office.
Exactly.
But at least they tell you what you did.
Right.
No more wondering if you're in trouble for chewing gum or starting a food fight in the cafeteria.
Exactly. Once you know what the issue is, it's all about damage control.
Okay.
The key is to act quickly and decisively.
So you go through all your content. Yes. Find the problematic links or missing disclosures.
No.
Fix them as soon as possible.
Okay. And then cross your fingers and hope they reinstate your account.
You don't have to leave it to chance.
Oh.
It's always a good idea to reply to that notification.
Okay.
Acknowledge the mistake and outline the steps you've taken to correct it.
So take responsibility.
Yes.
Show them you're serious about making things right.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This is a good reminder that while there's potential for profit, we have to treat this seriously. It's a real business.
It is.
Not just a hobby.
Absolutely. And speaking of treating it like a business.
Yeah.
There's one tool that can really help you understand the ins and outs of your affiliate performance.
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon Associates Dashboard.
Ooh. This is where things start to get really interesting.
Yes.
We've talked about the rules, the disclosures, but now let's talk about actually making money.
Okay.
Tell me everything. So the Amazon Associates Dashboard.
Okay.
It sounds a bit intimidating.
It can be, yeah.
Like something only a tech wizard could decipher.
Right.
But I've read that it's actually the key to understanding how your affiliate efforts are paying off.
It really is.
So, like, break it down for me.
Oh.
What's so special about this dashboard?
You can think of it like your command center.
Okay.
For all things affiliate marketing.
Okay.
It's where you track your progress,
mm-hmm.
analyze your performance, and start making those strategic decisions to maximize your earnings.
It's more than just seeing how much money you've made.
Oh, way more.
Okay.
It's about understanding the why behind those numbers. Like, why are some products doing better than others?
Mm-hmm.
Why are certain links getting a ton of clicks and others are ignored?
Oh, so it gives you those insights.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You need to know what's working and what's not.
You do?
You want to, like, refine your approach.
Absolutely.
But looking at all those charts and graphs and data makes my head spin a little.
I get it.
Is it really user-friendly?
Yeah. It's designed to be. You don't need a degree in data analytics to use this.
Okay, good.
It lays everything out in a clear, easy to understand way.
So let's dive into some of those key metrics.
Okay.
What should we be looking at first?
One of the most basic but important metrics is clicks.
Oh.
It tells you how many times people have actually clicked on your affiliate links.
More clicks.
Yeah.
More money. That's the goal, right?
Not always.
Oh.
You could have a ton of clicks, but very few actual sales.
Really?
Yeah. And that's where the conversion rate comes in.
Okay. So what is that?
It tells you what percentage of those clicks are actually turning into purchases.
Ah. So that's how you know if people are just browsing or if they're actually buying stuff.
Exactly.
What if you're getting a lot of clicks?
Yeah.
But a low conversion rate?
Mm.
What does that tell you?
It could be a few things.
Okay.
Maybe the product isn't a good fit for your audience. Maybe the price is too high.
Okay.
Maybe the reviews are bad. Or maybe your content just isn't convincing people to buy.
So you have to play detective.
Kinda.
And use the clues to figure out why people aren't buying.
Exactly. And once you've identified the problem, then you can start experimenting with solutions.
Okay.
Like maybe you need to change up the products you're recommending, mm-hmm. adjust your pricing, or even like completely redo your content.
Okay. Clicks and conversion rates. Got it.
Good.
What other kind of data can we find in this dashboard?
Another important metric is earnings per click, or EPC.
Okay.
This tells you on average how much money you're making for each click.
Okay, so it's not just about the number of clicks.
Yeah.
It's about finding those products that are really profitable.
Exactly. You might have one product that's getting hundreds of clicks, but a low EPC.
Okay.
And then another one that's getting way fewer clicks, but a much higher EPC.
So you have to look at all those different factors.
You do. The dashboard helps you see those patterns and make better decisions about what you're promoting.
This is all starting to make a lot more sense now.
I'm glad.
It's not just about throwing links out there and hoping for the best.
No, it's not.
You really have to be strategic.
You do.
Understand your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Use the data to your advantage.
That's it. That's the key.
Okay.
And the more you explore the dashboard, the better you'll get at using it.
So it's a skill you develop over time.
It is. The more you use it, the more you get out of it.
And I guess you shouldn't be afraid to try new things.
Think of experiment and see what works.
See what works for your audience.
Exactly.
I'm feeling way more confident about this whole Amazon affiliate thing now.
That's great to hear.
We've covered so much today.
We have.
The importance of disclosure, the rules,
yeah.
the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words of wisdom before we wrap up?
You know, all of that stuff is important. The strategies, the tools.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is authenticity.
Mm.
People can tell when you're being fake.
That's true.
So promote products you genuinely believe in.
Okay.
Products that align with your values and that you'd recommend to your best friend.
This is a good point.
Yeah. When you're authentic, your passion shines through and people are more likely to trust you.
It's not just about making money.
It's not.
It's about building those genuine connections with your audience.
Exactly. And when you have that trust,
yeah.
everything else falls into place.
Well said. Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into the world of Amazon affiliate marketing.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been really eye-opening. And honestly, I'm feeling inspired to put all this into practice.
Awesome.
And to all our listeners out there.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope this has given you some valuable insights. And that you're feeling ready to take your online ventures to the next level.
Yeah, go get them.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll see you back here for another deep dive.